Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about an upcoming field day. The Practical Farmers of Iowa are hosting a field day at A to Z Farms, A to Z Feeders. Alan Zellmer of Atlantic is going to be the host for that event, and he's in here with us this morning to talk a little bit about that. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, good morning, Jim. Yes, we are having a field day, and it's basically just to explain what we do out there. On our farm and in our feedlot as well. So it's Zellmer Farms and A to Z Feeders. And I've drugged my two sons into this whole process too, so they can get into this a little bit and understand that we as farmers really need to show and explain to people what we're doing out there, and we're not raising dragons and doing bad things.
Tell me about Practical Farmers of Iowa. How long have you been involved with that organization?
I've been a member probably 25 years. I'd have to go back and look, but a long time. And they've really developed into a very informational group that does a lot of tests, and it's all practical tests. They work with some universities as well to help with the data. And I've been doing one test that we've been doing is just nitrogen reduction. How low can we go and not cause problems and with our yields in the field? And then they put their money where their mouth is. They'll ante up if things don't work out in the test.
I see the first note they had here about the about you specifically was that you haven't stopped farming since you planted your first crop at age 14. You're older than that now. That's a long time to still have a passion for it.
So, yes, Jim, I still have a passion, but more so the passion now has been to transform that information and real life things that have happened to me through my life to the next two generations. I have two sons, Ethan and Gage Zellmer, that are involved in our operation. And then there's a host of grandsons. Brenda and I were blessed with 21 grandkids, and 11 of them are grandsons. And I would like to see this continue on to that generation and trying to be outside the box, not just do what the neighbors do, trying different things, and bringing that ingenuity into our operation has really helped me over the years. Because Brenda and I actually, we started out with a fast car and a bunch of speeding tickets.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
Tell us, before we get into the specific event that's coming up on Monday at your place, June 1st, tell us a little bit about your place.
So we are a diversified farm. We are a corn, soybean, hay operation. We are a cow-calf operation, and then we are a feedlot operation. So there are different money sources or I guess I'm searching for a word here, that the revenue sources that come from our operation. So we're not typical to what you see. Most of the operations anymore are just corn, soybeans, or row crop operations.
Well, and if I recall correctly, it seems to me that you haven't been, you've never shied away from taking a few risks or trying a few different things over the years.
I'm in the business, Jim.
It's
I am in
risk.
The business, and that over the years is part of the excitement on this is to see if we can take something that they say you can't do and make it work, and see if we can figure it out. And that challenge right there for me personally is what I love so much about the business I'm in.
Well, I see the title of the event coming up on Monday from 3 to 5 p.m. at your place. This coming Monday is called Managing Manure and Livestock to Reduce Row Crop Inputs and Rileage Demo is what it says here. So the goal in every farm is to maximize profit, and a lot of that has to do with minimizing your input costs. So that's kind of where we're headed here, right?
Very, very true. That's exactly what we've been trying to do is to utilize how things were designed way back before we can even imagine, and one complements the other. I tell a lot of people that I've been doing cover crops way before cover crops were cool, and we used to chop a lot of corn silage, and then we would plant alfalfa into that in the fall, and we would clear seed it, and then that was our next hay field, so that kept us in a rotation. And I'm just going to take you back, way back, that 14-year-old thing, and I and Grandpa, Oscar Zellmer, are out walking beans, and it's hot, and we're wet clear to our ears, and I would ask Grandpa, I'd say, why didn't God make something that'll grow like a weed that we can use? Hot, dry, cold, it doesn't matter, weeds grow. And little did I know, as time went on and some experimentation, did I find out that cereal rye is that product. When we harvest corn, the game starts, and we're out there drilling right behind the combine cereal rye. And the cereal rye will come up, and we can graze it if we get a good enough stand with our cows. And then in the spring at 34 degrees, which is just unbelievable to me, but at 34 degrees, this stuff will grow. And it'll green up the fields, and we're using it like a pre in our fields, and the pre is a herbicide that we've sprayed to hold the weeds back. Well, actually, the cereal rye holds them back, and it does not matter. The weeds don't grow immune to the cereal rye. It just shades them out.
Wow. Okay. So they'll see more about the rylage.
Yes.
Whole issue there, too. But you've got a pretty intense schedule there for the couple of hours that folks are going to be by. You want to talk a little bit about what they'll see?
Yeah, absolutely. So the beginning, the welcome, and the introduction, we'll just gather as people come in. I've got a shop there. We'll gather in our shop and have introductions. And then I'm going to give some history about the farm and how we got this all put together. And then that's at 3:10, and then at 3:20, rylage making, and we'll take a look at the bunker and discuss how much is planted and how this all works. We are currently, I'll just break away just a little bit from the schedule, we are currently done with rye harvest, and the soybeans are planted in to the rylage stubble right behind that. So we have that completed. We were kind of hoping we'd be doing it when people were here, but it just, weather didn't allow it. So then we will go into, at 3:30, I'll go into the double cropping of the rye, which is planting soybeans into it. And then at that point, we'll tour our feedlot, and we've got outside open pens and deep bedded buildings, and I'll tell people what we have learned over, we've got about 10 years experience on that now. And then I've got a fellow by the name of Derek Rothy, and he is coming in. He is our manure management, tells us what to put where, and analyzes the manure for us. And then at 4:15, they call it holistic pasture management. And basically what it is I'm just going to explain how we rotational graze pastures, how we graze pastures down to nothing. It looks like we're abusing them. And then we turn around and we will seed red clover, broadcast it over top, and that, by keeping the grass beat back, then the red clover establishes itself, and that fixes nitrogen within the pasture, and we don't have to buy as much nitrogen in the spring. And then it's question and answers, and then they've got 5 o'clock. We'll just have some snacks and discuss anything that people want to talk about.
Sure. You know, Alan, it seems to me, just kind of looking through this, and granted, understand, I don't farm and didn't grow up on one, so all I know I've learned over the years, but
right.
It seems to me that a lot of what goes on as far as research in the future on farms often has to do with chemicals and trying to figure out the next big thing and what have you, but sometimes the next big thing is the old thing we used to do.
Yes, so that is so true. I use the manure. We buy very, very little. I use the manure on our row crop acres to balance the nutrition that's in the ground, the nutrients, I should say, that are in the ground, so I don't have to buy the commercial fertilizer. And commercial fertilizer started with farmers because of a war, and they had an excess of this product that they were using, and they didn't know what to do with it, so they decided they'd sell it to us. And so we got clear away from the manure side, and the manure is so much better of a product.
Well, and it's kind of like the ultimate recycling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Jim, one thing that is so important that people need to understand in the public, that the ethanol plant that we have in the Atlantic area is a huge, huge bonus to the row crop farmer, and the product that comes back out of that after they remove the starch, which the starch to cattle in a kernel of corn goes right out their backside. They can't utilize it, but they make gas for our cars out of that. And then the product they give me is pre-digested, and it's so much easier to feed. It's made a really good cattle feeder out of a lot of people that maybe weren't so good.
Yeah, a lot better for the cattle.
Yep.
Absolutely. Very good. So a lot of folks will get an opportunity to see and discuss. That's kind of the key thing. It's one thing to see and to hear a presentation, but having that time to kind of visit back and forth and answer some of those key questions.
And that is a very key thing. I'm going to this to learn something, because somebody in these questions and answers, and we start discussing things, will bring up things that work for them, because that's how I've learned, is listening to other people, and this works or this doesn't work. And sometimes maybe the information isn't quite right, and sometimes they're dead on when something doesn't work, you know, through experimentation of myself.
Sure. Well, and not everything is perfect for everybody.
Oh, no.
So that's where you get a chance to visit a little bit, find out, and take away what you can and take back to your place, too. And I'm sure you've done this if you've gone to some of these other sessions, too.
Oh, absolutely. And the funny thing is, Jim, I don't know how I got this old this quick, but the majority of the information that I got from the older fellas, mm-hmm. If you just pay attention a little bit, it's circled back around.
Absolutely. Again, that event is coming up this Monday, June 1st, June already, 3 to 5 p.m., and that's at A to Z Feeders. And the location there, the address is 56393 Highland Road. They do ask for RSVPs, but if folks don't, is it okay if they just pop by?
It doesn't matter. Just come. Yeah, all right. Come bring something so we can discuss.
Very all right, very good. So that's a Practical Farmers of Iowa field day hosted by Alan Zellmer of A to Z Feeders. Hope you get a chance to check that out and see if you can pick up a few bits of knowledge that might help back on your farmstead. Thanks for coming by.
You betcha, Jim. Thanks for having us.